Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, a blend of regulatory reform, robust treasury maneuvers, and pressing security alerts is reshaping the landscape. Industry leaders are making strategic moves, while regulators and cyber experts push for a safer and more agile market. US regulators are stirring change. The SEC and CFTC have proposed a 24/7 markets initiative designed to allow continuous trading in US financial markets. This move, aimed at matching the non-stop pace of crypto and global platforms, also includes easing rules around prediction markets and perpetual derivatives. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the Senate Banking Committee circulated a draft crypto market structure bill that offers legal protections for developers and new guidelines for tokenization. Across the globe, Belarus President Lukashenko is urging for transparent rules to position his nation as a crypto-digital haven, highlighting concerns over funds that never return from abroad. In institutional news, momentum is building. SOL Strategies has secured Nasdaq approval and will begin trading under the ticker STKE on September 9, 2025, while still maintaining its listing on the Canadian Securities Exchange as HODL. This approval comes as firms like Galaxy Digital, Multicoin Capital, and Jump Crypto plan to rally nearly $1 billion for a dedicated Solana treasury, reinforcing Solana's growing clout. On the Ethereum front, an influential ICO whale, originally acquiring 1 million ETH in 2015, has recently staked $645 million in ETH to boost yield opportunities. SharpLink Gaming, holding a $3.6 billion Ethereum treasury, is also exploring staking on the imminent Linear mainnet to further diversify its strategies. Adding to the mix, a Taiwan-based venture capital firm is mobilizing a $1 billion Bitcoin fund to fortify Asia's crypto treasuries. Market flows remain dynamic. While Bitcoin ETFs continue to attract inflows, Ether ETFs have experienced a significant four-day outflow, reflecting shifting investor sentiment. Robinhood's recent inclusion in the S&P 500 spurred a 7% after-hours rally, contrasting with the disappointment felt by Bitcoin treasury firm Strategy, whose shares fell despite a strong market cap. Filecoin has rebounded modestly, and tokens such as Link, HBAR, and XLM are witnessing mixed performance amid volatile trading volumes. On the cybersecurity and tech front, dark web vendors are distributing fake ledger wallet pages to prey on crypto users, reinforcing the persistent threat of phishing. In parallel, Coinbase's trusted AI coding tool has been found vulnerable to a copypasta exploit, prompting urges for more rigorous manual reviews. Meanwhile, Bitcoin itself faces internal debate as Adam Back warns that the surge in JPEG spam, now topping 105 million inscriptions, could undermine its core utility by inflating fees and wasting block space. Much like the arcade classics of the late 80s, where every pixel mattered, today's crypto market demands precision and strategic thinking. Overall, this dynamic mix of regulatory evolution, institutional treasury moves, and advancements in cybersecurity paints a picture of a market in transformation. Investors and innovators stand poised at a critical juncture, balancing traditional finance structures with the disruptive potential of decentralization. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.